We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
For a moment, you were an executive in this town and did a fine job working with the Eagles and other places throughout. Right. And now you're settling back to watch the championship parade in Philadelphia.
Yeah, big event.
A city you know very well. And suddenly your name is mentioned.
Oh, man.
Jason Kelce said this about our next guest, the great Mike Lombardi. On the line with us is our good friend, Mike Lombardi. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
By the way, you are very classy on Twitter. You already said I deserved it. But, Mike, did you know that was – I mean, did you see it live by any chance?
No. I'm just trying to finish this book, Angelo, so I've been working. And then somebody sent me a text and said that. And, you know, look, he's right. I mean, what can you do? You know, the guy won a Super Bowl. The guy did a tremendous job coaching the team. And in that game, they did a great job. They won. They did exactly – they played the game kind of how I thought they would. And I said all along they were going to be a tough matchup for the Patriots.
But you know what's amazing, Mike? Because I know how highly you think of Jim Schwartz. The defense gave up 613 yards. And the Eagles still somehow won the game. Isn't that amazing to you?
No, not at all, Angelo.
No.
In fact, I said it to you on the radio last week. Look, they gave up 400 yards in 20 minutes against the Chargers.
Yeah.
They gave up 450 yards in 22 minutes against the Giants. They gave over 500 yards against the Giants in about 24 minutes. Yards didn't matter in the game. The two games they lost, they gave up about 300 yards, but the team had the ball over 30 minutes.
Right.
This game was always about pace and about control. People got carried away with yards, and I think that's where the Patriots made their mistake. The Eagles got the ball down 1 point in the fourth quarter, and they milked 7 minutes of their clock in the fourth, which then allowed their defense to rest and get fresh, which allowed Graham to get fresh, which allowed all those guys, and they made the play they had to make. Yards to look at is insignificant in the game because they've given up yards. What they didn't do is play more than 26 minutes, and that's what happened. The Eagles played 8 minutes of offense in every single quarter, and that's why they won.
That was a key that you pointed out last week to us. Mike, what did you think of the trick play at the end of the first half?
I thought it was great. I mean, you look, Oklahoma ran the same similar play before. But I like the variation of this play, which was much better, is they didn't extend Foles out of the backfield, because once you extend them, somebody will go get them, whether they have them or not in man-to-man coverage. They knew the Patriots were going to be a man-to-man. But because Foles lined up kind of behind the offensive tackle and tight end area, nobody really has them. And so nobody literally had them. And I think where the Patriots made a huge mistake is once Foles moved away from center, they should have called timeout.
Ah, you're right. They could have done that at that point. But, Mike, here's the thing I'm wondering about. I've heard this so much, and you work with Bill for a long time in New England. A lot of coaches that oppose him play conservatively because they respect him so much. And Doug didn't do that. Did you see that a lot when you were up there, that coaches – you saw what happened with Atlanta. They turtled up when they were up 28-3, the Super Bowl before that. The coaches don't normally approach Belichick the way Doug did on Sunday.
Well, I think a lot of people think Atlanta got too cute. Atlanta didn't get conservative. Everybody wanted Atlanta to run the ball. But I think what New England expected, and I know this for fact, was that the Seattle game, and I've said this on the air before, the Seattle game impacted the Eagles season tremendously, because if you read the quotes after the Seattle game, everyone felt, including Peterson, that they got too conservative with their play calling in Seattle. They didn't go for it on fourth down in Seattle.
True.
They played a standard type of game, and they were never going to do that again. So the Patriots were fully aware that this was a four down game. Once they crossed midfield, they knew it was a four down game. Now, what I think was the biggest issue, and I said this to you before, Belichick makes his career on making people play left-handed. The Eagles play left-handed all the time.
Right.
He had no way to go to make them go to somewhere else because it was difficult. The Eagles had every variation. And what I really want to say, and I said this on my podcast, Angelo, you owe Chip Kelly a great thank you.
Yeah.
Because the fourth and one play, that Zach Ertz catches to keep the drive alive, because the game's over if they make that play there.
Correct.
Is a standard day one install Chip Kelly favorite play.
Wow.
That play, and what's remarkable about it is the Patriots didn't get Ertz. And I said this before, whenever the Eagles had to make a play, it was going to be with one of their players, whether it would be Ertz, whether it would be Ajay, whether it be one of the receivers. They were going to have to do it, and Ertz made the play, and that's where I think the Patriots really going to kick themselves in the butt, because they knew the ball was going. Every Friday before a game, the Patriots practice got-to-have-it plays, and that was a got-to-have-it play, and they executed it.
Mike, I got to tell you, they showed the NFL film of it, and Belichick and Brady's reaction when they got that first down said exactly what you were saying. They knew that was a key moment. And normally that's
a huge moment in the game. And they went to it. They went to, and give Peterson credit, he went to what Nick Foles does really well is he ran a Chip Kelly play. And that's a Chip Kelly base 101 play. And I think the other thing we can learn from the Super Bowl is that the officials should run the operation of the game just like they did in the Super Bowl. There was not a holding penalty called. I'm not saying you shouldn't call holding, but they let the players play in that game. And there was an illegal pick on that play, they didn't call it, which is fine during the time, because I think that's the way the game should be played most of the time.
Absolutely. Now, I need your experience as a talent evaluator. Who's a better cornerback right now, Malcolm Butler or Eric Rowe?
Well, I think there's no doubt Eric Rowe's not truly a corner. Eric Rowe's a matchup corner. Eric Rowe has to go on certain players. Malcolm can play pretty much on anyone. I don't know the situation with Malcolm. I was in Boston on Tuesday at a speech, and Wednesday morning when I went to the Logan Airport at the Dunkin' Donuts before I got on the plane to fly back here, there was my man Malcolm buying coffee headed to the Bahamas, so I have no idea.
Did you bring Malcolm to New England, Mike?
Yeah, I sure did, yeah.
Then, Mike, you couldn't have agreed with not playing Malcolm Butler in that situation.
Well, I think you learn a lesson. When you don't have all the information, you know, like I didn't have all the information on Peterson on how he was going to change, I made a mistake. I think if I make a comment about Butler, I haven't talked to Bill about the Butler situation. I don't know if any of us know exactly what happened, but I do know this, Angelo. I know Belichick would never do anything to jeopardize the team.
Okay.
So there had to be something there. I just don't know what the something is.
Not even Mike finds out. And Mike was tight with Bill. Let's tell you how little he says. All right, here's what I want to know. And, again, I'm asking you, like, as an executive. The fact that Foles was this good, Mike, for three straight games, is he suddenly a hot commodity? Is a team going to come to Howie Roseman now and offer something great to try to get Foles to be another team's starting quarterback?
I think Howie's in the driver's seat. He can keep saying no. He can keep saying no because he's got to wait on where Wentz is. I mean, we all hope Carson Wentz is a great player, and I think the MVP of the league should be back to normal. Can he be back to normal? It's going to take some time, and I think you got to wait on that, and you can wait. But the one thing is when you win the Super Bowl MVP and you have the three games that Foles had to go along with the 27-2 year he had,
right.
I mean, let's not dismiss that. And what I think what everyone learned was the Eagles, because they have such – I call the Eagles the Vienna offense because they have such a commingling of plays of all offenses in the league, is that Peterson went back and basically ran the Kelly offense. And really, that helped Nick Foles tremendously. And I think that offense will make him better. But whoever he goes to has to be able to run that offense.
All right, Mike, you're Howie for a second. Somebody calls you with a one, first-round draft pick. What are you doing?
Well, I think you got to see where the one is. I mean, you know,
got to be on the higher
picks.
Yeah.
You know, if it's you might not want to turn that down, depending on where you see the draft board. I think, look, what you can't do in trading for players is you have to put a player in for what you're going to get. If we trade Foles to this team and they have the seventh pick of the draft, then we would be looking at these four or five players. Is that worth it? You can't look at it like the pick. Most people just think of the pick. And as we know, even when you have the first pick overall in the draft, like some NBA teams, it may never work out.
Yeah. All right, one last one, Mike. And I ask this, and I know I'm probably not going to get the answer I want on this, but I got to ask it. There are rumors that Gronk is heading out to live near you in L.A. and be a Hollywood actor. Brady's another year older. Belichick, is there still some chaos surrounding him? Mike, did we just witness the end of the dynasty in New England?
Well, look, I think they've got a lot of concerns, and it starts with their defense. That defense opened up the season giving up 42 points and a ton of yards to Kansas City. It closed the season giving up 41 to the Eagles. And really, this is a Super Bowl that the Patriots are going to really regret because all they needed was one stop. They needed one stop. They were 12 for 18 on conversion downs. That's not good, Angelo. Mm. And so I think there's a lot of work to be done there. Their quarterback is old. Anything could happen in the future. There's a lot of question marks going forward. And I think it's going to be a challenge, and I think it's going to be a challenge to keep it all together within 1 year. Can Brady come back and play like he did in the Super Bowl? You know, that's always hard to answer. I think probably he can. I mean, he played really well.
Yep.
Can that team respond? They'll be a good team. But they have a lot of questions on their defensive side. They'll have a new defensive coordinator. They'll have a lot of new defensive players. They'll change that team tremendously. A lot of it's going to come down to where Brady is in the whole realm of the game. The one thing I would say to you, Angelo, I think that Brady, when he looks at that Super Bowl tape, I think he's going to regret one thing more than any, is that play where Graham made on Brady,
won
the game for the Eagles.
Yeah.
The ball in the flat is wide open. He throws it there 99% of the time. He was holding the ball for what they call the auto route for Gronk. And just that one mistake cost him a Super Bowl.
I'll tell you something else, Mike. He's a lousy receiver. He's not a good receiver.
Well, we ran that play against Philly years ago when we played Philly in 15, and he caught it. I mean, look, he just, you know, that was the difference in the game. And here's the other thing, Angelo, and this is in my book, and this drives me absolutely berserk, okay, is at some point we're going to understand and comprehend as football fans that missed field goals are turnovers.
Yeah.
And when you turn the ball over on down, that's a turnover. When the Eagles went in at halftime, people said, well, they're behind in the turnover takeaway 1-0. They weren't. They were ahead 2-1 because the Patriots missed a field goal. The Patriots turned the ball over on downs because they couldn't execute that fourth down play, and it really cost them. And I think that's when you don't punt in a game and you turn the ball over three times, that's why you lose.
Mike, when am I going to get to read this book?
In September, Angelo.
All right. What's the name of it again, Mike?
Well, I got you know how publishers change things around. Now I'm getting getting all that. So we're working. I think it's going to be called Gridiron Genius for right now.
Wow, that ought to be fun, Mike. Let me know when that's coming out. All right, because I definitely want to get it.
Well, I know you'll be busy planning other parades. You did such a wonderful job.
All right, so why are you shooting at me, Mike?
I've given you credit for planning it. No one. On my podcast, I gave you credit. You were the orchestrator of it. You were planning it back in October. I give you full credit for it. That's a compliment.
All right. In that regard, I'll now promote your podcast. It's GM Street, ringer.com, or Twitter at M Lombardi NFL. Mike, it's been fun. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Angelo.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.